Let's start with a word of prayer. Father, we thank you for us here and for what we can learn from it. And for the people in it who trusted you, thank you for the example that they can be to us. And we ask you to bless our time together. In the name of Jesus, we pray. What do you know about Martha?
About what?
My wife's giving me a thumbs up. I don't think that's because I'm saying good things. I think she wants me to be louder.
Yes.
What do you know about Martha?
Martha,
Martha. Martha served. She served. All right. Ever thought about Martha having courage? Probably not. We're going to be looking primarily at John chapter 11, but now, a certain man was sick, Lazarus of Bethany, the town of Mary, and her sister Martha. She gets kind of tacked on at the end, right here. The town of Mary, and of her sister Martha. It was that Mary who anointed the Lord with fragrant oil and wiped his feet with her hair, whose brother Lazarus was sick. Mary gets some good coverage here. She's the one who anointed Jesus and wiped his feet with her hair. And since Lazarus was sick, the sisters sent to Jesus saying, "Lord, he whom you love is sick." When Jesus heard that, he said, "This sickness is not unto death, but for the glory of God, that the Son of God may be glorified through it." To whom did he say that? Any thoughts? To the disciples. Okay. It's probably a reasonable thing. John is one of the apostles and he probably heard this said and has recorded it here for us. Another possibility, which we're certainly not told, but another possibility is that he told it to the messenger. Somebody, they sent a messenger to Jesus and said, "The one that you love is sick." And so Jesus says, "This sickness is not unto death, but for the glory of God, that the Son of God may be glorified through it." And I think there's something later in the story that might suggest that he said this in the hearing of the messenger, and the messenger turned around and went back to take the message to the sisters, to let them know that this sickness, you know, the master says that this sickness is not unto death, it's for God's glory. Now, Jesus loved Martha and her sister and Lazarus. When I read this, I have read this story I don't know how many times, but what struck me was, now, Jesus loved Martha. And yes, it does say, and Lazarus, and this time, and, well, Jesus loved Martha and her sister. Doesn't even mention Mary's name this time. Jesus loved Martha. And I don't know about you. I have always had a little, you know, I don't want to call it ill will, but, you know, Martha has always struck me as being a little hard to get along with. Not hard to get along with, but I don't know where I had it in my notes, but I had a better word. But she's just kind of a little bit irritable, a little bit, you know, she's not perhaps not quite as spiritually minded as Mary. And she got grumpy about Mary not helping out in another story. It struck me that Jesus loved her anyway. And I like that fact because I can be a little on the grumpy side and a little hard to get along with. And a little, having expectations of other people that they don't seem to meet up to what I want them to be. And usually when I hear the story of Mary and Martha and the serving thing, I tend to feel like it's speaking down to me because I am more like Martha than like Mary, perhaps. So it is encouraging to me that Jesus loved Martha. Maybe he can love me too. Now Jesus loved Martha and her sister and Lazarus, but he stayed where he was for two more days, correct? Almost correct. Jesus loved Martha and her sister and Lazarus, so when he heard that he was sick, he stayed two more days. This is New King James that I'm reading from. The New American Standard says, when therefore he heard, he stayed. So it's not, but he stayed in spite of the fact that he loved them, but because of the fact that he loved them. And particularly since I've got Martha in my head tonight, he loved Martha, so he stayed for two more days. Now that is interesting that it says so or therefore. I've often thought that, you know, when he gets there, later, let's see. Now Bethany was near Jerusalem, about 2 miles away. This is down in verse 18, verse 19. And many of the Jews had gathered, had joined the women around Martha and Mary to comfort them concerning their brother. Then Martha, as soon as she heard that Jesus was coming, went and met him. But Mary was sitting in the house, and Martha said to Jesus, "Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died." And I always had the impression that that was just a little bit snippish. You know, if you'd have come when we called you. But I always wondered, now, why? Jesus only waited 2 days, but he's been in the grave 4 days. So the extra 2 days still wouldn't have gotten him there if he'd have turned around and come right away. It didn't occur to me that we know where he was when he got the word. Pretty sure we know where he was when we got the word, because in chapter 10, verse 39, the Jews sought again to seize him, but he escaped out of their hand, and he went away again beyond the Jordan to the place where John was baptizing at the first, and there he stayed. All right. So we know where he was. He was where John was baptizing. If you go back to John chapter 1, I think it's verse 29, but won't turn there. He goes there, and it's Bethabara, which is 20 miles from Bethany. 20 miles is a day's walk or day's travel, basically. And you're traveling mountains, so yeah, you wouldn't expect to get much more than 20 miles. So if they told Jesus, if they told the messenger, go take word to Jesus that Lazarus is sick, the messenger goes to Bethabara. Takes him a full day to get to Bethabara. He tells Jesus. Jesus waits 2 days in Bethabara. Then Jesus heads for Bethany. Takes him a day to get there. 4 days. What's that mean? Lazarus died the same day that the messenger left. They sent the messenger saying, Lazarus is sick. And Lazarus dies while the guy's on the way. He's dead before Jesus even gets the word. Jesus sends back, perhaps, word that this sickness is not unto death, but for the glory of God. And what would be going through the minds of the sisters at this point when they get this message back from Jesus saying, this is not unto death? And they're going, wait a minute, he died 4 days ago. So perhaps when Martha goes out and says this to him, Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. She's more saying, I know you would have helped if you had been here, but you know, it's not your fault that you were too late. I don't know exactly what's going on in her head, but I don't feel as much animosity toward her as perhaps I would have in the past. But even now, I know that whatever you ask of God, God will give you. In some respects, at least, she's offering a statement of faith because she says, if you had been here, you would not have died. Not blaming him for not being there, because she would have known that he didn't have the word. But they'd have to be wondering, why did we get a message from him saying it's not unto death? Jesus tells her, your brother will rise again. And she says, I know that he will rise in the last day, in the resurrection at the last day. And she believes that, and she tells him that. I don't think there's any bitterness there. It's just sorrow. And he tells her, I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me, though he may die, he shall live. You go on further in the story to verse 40. When, 39, Jesus says, take the stone away. And Martha, being practical, says, Lord, there's a stench by now because it's been 4 days. And again, and I don't think at this point that she's recriminations about, you know, hey, you're 4 days late for that. No, it's just, it's been 4 days. It's going to stink. And he says, did I not say to you that if you would believe, you would see the glory of God? He didn't say that to her when he got there, but in the message that perhaps got sent back to them, he said that the sickness was for the glory of God, that the Son of God may be glorified through it. And she got to see the glory of God as her brother raised from the dead. Jesus loved them, so he stayed 2 days. He left them with that message, presumably, that the sickness is not unto death, but it's for the glory of God. They had time to think about it. And when bad things happen, it is not an indication that God doesn't love us. He loved them. He allowed them to go through this bad situation. And yes, it's a bad situation. You just lost a loved one, somebody close to you, and it hurts. They hurt for a couple of days, 3 days before Jesus gets there and they find something out about Jesus. They got to see the glory of God acting through him. They got to know who he was better. When he says, I am the resurrection and the life, they knew what that meant at that point. The bad situation was not an indication of his not loving them, but he loved them enough to allow them to go through that situation so that they could see him as the resurrection and the life. I think that's true in our lives as well, that sometimes rough things come, and if we trust him, know that he is in control, and know that he is the resurrection and the life, we get to see him more clearly through the situations that we're in. That's what struck me. I hadn't thought about these things. I mentioned that perhaps she had courage, but I got mixed up when I was thinking about this today while I was at work and got the end of chapter 11 mixed up with the end of chapter 10. But they clearly knew where he was. At the end of chapter 11, they were ordered that if anyone knew where he was, he should report it, that they might seize him. They clearly knew where he was, and they didn't report it. That's why I got thinking that perhaps she was courageous. God loves even the people that are a little bit prickly. And if we trust him, we get to see something that we would have missed otherwise. Father, again, we thank you for your word. Thank you for the people in it. Thank you that you are in control of every situation, that you know what's going to happen, that you work things out for your glory and for our good. In Jesus, we pray. Amen.